Graham, 3 points gets you right back on the tail of the promotion places. You must be thrilled.
Yeah, we just wanted to come in and compete at a good level, play the way we wanted to do it, and get something from the game. And to win 3 points, I thought the players deserved it. I thought they were superb today.
And the two goals that you scored, both excellent finishes as well.
Yeah, well, there's been a problem this season. We've taken opportunities, throughout. But I think we definitely have belief in the players that play up front and in midfield and in the attacking positions. I thought they were great finishes, like you say, and hopefully we can keep that up till the end of the season.
And in the second half, after Sheffield got back into the game just before half-time, you weathered the storm really comfortably.
Well, I wouldn't say it was comfortable, but the lads had to put everything into the game. We knew what was going to transpire in the second half going towards that home end, and I thought the lads showed great maturity and discipline in their defending, and saw the game out, and we needed to do that.
Changing formation today, it's obviously worked for you. What was your thinking behind it?
Well, we've had a lot of tough games lately and been down to 10 men in two of the games. And the lads that have been playing have put a great shifts in, and we just wanted to have a little bit more control and control possession. And we felt that the players that came in and the shape helped us do that. But you still have to do the same things and run around and make passes and tackles, and every one of them did that.
Yeah, it wouldn't be right to single anybody out because it was a terrific performance, and they've left everything out on the pitch there, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. You know, there's a few tired bodies in the changing room now, but very happy bodies. So, no, we're really pleased. It's a great result for our club, at the first go at this level, to come to a place like Sheffield United and take 3 points, a fantastic achievement. But we want to follow it up with other good results this season.
And even though Sheffield put under pressure in that second half, you restricted them really to probably one clear-cut chance at goal.
Yeah, well, each game we've played away from home, big games, when we've come to these sort of opposition, we've had to learn some harsh lessons along the way. And I see that the players are learning that. And like you say, I thought we played with great discipline and focus, and we had to, because Sheffield have got a lot of good players in their squad and they can put you on the back foot, but I thought we did it well.
And you had to reshuffle, but you had to change things a little earlier than you would have expected with Stephen Jordan. It looked like a hamstring.
Yeah, I think he's twinged his hamstring a little bit, but Nathan Pond came in and I thought he was superb. He's been training ever so well the last couple of weeks and been waiting for his chance. He got his chance today and he was ready to take it. But I thought all three subs that came on contributed great to the performance, and obviously the lads who started were superb.
You've got 11 games to go, and as I said, you're right on the fringes, and you're in good shape for the run-in.
Yeah, we're in good shape. We're not the finished article. We know we've got to improve in certain areas, but we're going to keep working with the players and keep trying to improve them, and hopefully get more results like this between now and the end of the season. And we want to be in a healthy position. I think we are at the moment, but there's a lot of games to play, and we're going to give it our best shot.